Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming once again.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
As always, I thank you, my dear friends, for all love and healing thoughts. I hope that if not all of you, that the great majority of you feel the complete peacefulness which is surrounding each one of you at this time.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. I can hear it.
Yes.
I wish to say to you this time that you will become even more successful as ambassadors of spirits. All of you at some point have been surprised to know that people are drawn towards you. This is because of the increase in your lights, your beautiful colors, especially when you are giving healing vibes. Each one of you has your own way of placing these thoughts into another's thinking. And this, my dear friends, you could never have done without the help of spirits. There are so many people today who are seeking and searching for the truth. And as you know, I have always been an advocate for the truth. So, again, I say to you, my dear friends, thank you for all the work that you do. I feel the energy this evening is pure but simple. And to each one of you, I give a note of love and upliftment.
Thank you.
I would also like to say this time how beautiful your earth planet is. You may not always fully appreciate this, but I can tell you it is a beautiful planet.
Yes.
And I would like you to think of this planet not only as a learning planet, but one that has great sustenance for you, great upliftment, and a great love for all beings. I would like you just to focus, my dear friends, on those words, to focus your energy on the whole of the planet. this I know you do with healing to help all of those people who are a little lost in their lives. But I say to you, my dear friends, continue to grow yourselves, and in this way you are helping so many others. Now, if you wish, I will take some questions.
I've got just two quick ones, Salimed. Both Eileen and her mother, and Lillian and her mother, have both got marks on their bodies, the same marks in the same places. Is that, could you tell me why that should be?
You know that sometimes when you reincarnate, that you will choose your bodies.
Yes.
And very often you return with marks upon the body that have drifted along from another lifetime. Mm. This you know and understand. Mm. But the reason behind a second person having the same marks is because they are inhabiting a body which is physical and which comes from the older being. It is not that they have suffered in any way, but it is all to do with the physical creation. Do you understand that? No.
Not quite, because I do understand that the second one...
It is almost like a mirror image.
Of the first one.
Of the first one.
Right.
But it does not automatically mean that the second being has experienced the same traumas.
Right.
Is that okay. A little more clear?
It's clearer.
Yes, it will come to you.
Yes.
Now I have given you those words.
Yes, thank you.
I, on a similar note, I was reading some palms recently, and I noticed that with this couple, there were some quite strong similarities between the, fingers and shapes and bends, and I was wondering, and then I looked at Graham's palms and I could see big similarities between his and mine, even though his are bigger, and it just made me think that perhaps
it is because you come from the same soul groups.
The same soul groups.
Sometimes there are similarities and likenesses.
Mm.
But
right.
It is basically that you belong to the same soul groups.
Mm. Mm. Yes, thank you.
And do not forget that you are inhabiting a physical being.
Yes.
From another. You understand?
That I am inhabiting?
Yes, whatever physicalities you have inherited.
Yes, are inherited as well.
Yes.
Yes.
It is a bigger, wider picture.
Yes, it's not going to be... but it's...
But it is fascinating for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a similar note, Sally, I have a question for you from Richard.
Yes. That boy needs to do more.
I know. I will tell him, if you don't mind.
Yes, we try to encourage him, but he does not always listen.
His development would come so much quicker, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It it's sat there waiting for him.
Yes.
Or you're waiting for him. His question is, his belief in himself is that Anna and him have been together before, and could you just confirm whether he is correct or whether it's wishful thinking?
No, they have been together before.
Mm.
Not on one occasion, many occasions.
Many occasions. Mm.
Yes, he knows and he feels this.
Yes,
yes. He just needs confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I give you that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will ask him. I think we need to get Richard back here on a Monday.
Yes.
He has so much to give, doesn't he?
He cannot escape now we have got him.
No.
As you all know,
yes.
Once you are here, it is very difficult to break the ties.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not so much in a group like this, but with spirits.
Mm. Yeah, that's very true.
Yes.
Connection can't be broken.
Yes.
No, in fact, it gets stronger.
Yes, and the information, there is usually some urgency to gain more information.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sure that you have experienced this, all
yes.
of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I just ask a quick question as well, please?
Yes.
Somebody recently suggested to me that when we reincarnate, we come back with the same face or facial features that we had in previous existences here, and despite of gender, you know, the suggestion was that you come back and you can tell it's the same person if you were going to compare photographs, for example. Is that correct, or do we come back with, you know, very different looks each time?
The answer to that question is both.
Mm-hmm.
You will, of course, as you know, genes in the physical body have memory.
Mm-hmm.
Which results in likenesses being passed down along the ages.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I can tell you that many times in many incarnations there will be many similarities to what has gone before,
mm-hmm.
for recognition purposes.
Okay, thank you.
So yes, your information is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think the eyes, you look into somebody's eyes, that's how you feel a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not quite sure where that connection, whether it's before or now.
I like the saying upon your earth that the eyes are the windows of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
That is much more true than probably you would accept.
Mm.
Mm.
Well, I went on a tour to Czech Republic, to Prague, recently, and the chap who organises the tour has written a book on the subject and is one of the sort of leading experts on this particular subject in the world.
Yes.
And somebody who was in the group with me, who was a very spiritual sort of person, actually suggested that she felt he was reincarnated and that he had a part to play in the actual story. And then on the tour, I just happened to see a photograph of somebody who was a period photograph of somebody who was connected to the story very closely, and it actually, there was an amazingly striking resemblance.
Yes.
Between the author who was there leading the tour and this person from the 1940s who was involved with the story. And I did wonder whether that was the connection for that particular person.
You must remember also that when you pass to spirit and the time comes to reincarnate, that there are matters left undone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is imperative that the soul returns to fulfill whatever it is that they have originally come to do.
So that would explain why some people are very focused or interested in a particular subject or a story, maybe.
Mm. Of course.
Okay.
Mm. I hope that helps.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the case with a lot of these musicians.
Yes, it is all innate within them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, innate in the spirit, not the physical.
Mm.
Yes, of course.
So would I be right in thinking that everybody who was on that recent tour, that group of people...
was meant to be there together.
Right, okay. So we all had a connection possibly to that event. Yeah.
It may not be what you experienced, but as a collective group, you were all meant to be there at that time.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Remember that when you meet new people outside, that there is usually one or two that you make a stronger connection with.
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
I can do that with very small children.
Yes.
I make a point of smiling, but I don't just smile at the child. I'm looking past the child and into the child. And and if you do that, you get a totally different reaction. I've even noticed them following me after I smiled at them. And it's like a recognition.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if they can see my light.
They would be attracted in the same way as you are attracted to their pure light.
Mm.
But I will tell you that this time upon the earth, children and dogs are your forte.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
I like that word also.
I can communicate with the dogs. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Especially the one I have now, which you told me about 5 or 6 years ago, I would communicate with him. But it's a wonderful thing to behold when you do.
Yes.
He's, I can talk to him. He understands me.
Unfortunately, well, no, I will not use that word. As human beings, you are a little suspicious of your own abilities. You need to all open up to what you are within.
Mm-hmm.
You all have gifts. You all have situations which are there to help others.
Mm.
Not so much to make yourself larger, but to help others. And in doing so, the spirit becomes greater also.
That's a wonderful thing to be told. Thank you very much.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely. Can I ask a question about my daughter?
Yes.
I've pondered on why she's in the situation she's in at the moment with the people around her. Did she come to help?
She came as a carer of other people.
She came as a...
carer.
Did she?
Yes.
Those three people.
She has a strength within her which is not usual with too many people. She may not feel this at this particular time, but she agreed to come, and let's say her life has not been the easiest.
No,
that is all I will say
about
that. But she has an inner strength, which others are attracted to, obviously.
Yeah. Certainly we've talked about learning lessons, and both her and I have said yes, we've learned some lessons from the people in her life.
There will be moments of happiness as she becomes older, but when she first came, she accepted that it would be quite a difficult life. but she is a special being.
I agree with that.
She'd
be interested to hear that.
Dawn. Yes, but she needs more time before she feels a kind of freedom from difficulties.
Right. Well, I'm sure that will help.
Yes.
A lot. Thank you.
I will try to see if we can help her more.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, my dear friends, I feel I have spoken enough at this time. I am so pleased to join with you, and the bond becomes stronger each time we meet. For I say to you, continue, my dear friends, be aware of everything around you, be sure of the love that comes to you from Spirit, because indeed you are, as I have said, great ambassadors for Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm sure Eileen is getting a lot of help from people on your side and yourself at this moment.
As all of you, she will have some help.
Thank you.
I leave you always in my thoughts, in my light, in my love.
Thank you. Very pleased for you to come to us as well. So, what I always think of you as just being our friend. So it's as well as our teacher. Thank you.